Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? Dub Affiliation back in the house. Back in your face with another internet burner. Kicking it with the homies. Net Game Entertainment. Repping from Egypt to Cali. You know what I'm saying? But right about now, hey, yo, check it. Yo, Ghost, kick these fools upside the head, man.
I try to rap conscience, but nobody listen. And what they wanna hear is robbing and killing. I ain't no zombie going off of blood sipping. We keep it real in the West, you can do the ass licking. Old school gangsters laugh at you tripping. Dub Affiliation is the crew that I'm ripping. Worldwide retaliation for the new generation. Heavyweights at the beat on your radio station. You shoot guns and posters, we shoot hesitation. You can't take probation, give yourself a break. It's Westside Association. If you can't do the time, don't commit the damn crime. What you got is mine. Never cross a red line. I stick to the caddy and the canine. When the West shine in your eyes, y'all go blind. Dang da dang dada, you can't do me nada. West Coast for life, in the West we crush. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got scraps to buzz, and we have the guts. West Coast for life, in the West we crush. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got scraps to buzz, and we have the guts.
Cause it's roll dizzle off the hizzle. For shizzle, yeah. My nizzle, thang so hard, you be thinking I'm bust. Descended from the west, flag always on my left. Yeah. To dig off in your chest is motherfucking pride in the list. Yeah. I'm in between it through Egypt like Bluetooth. Yeah. Three times dope fool, with the chain suit, man, you might cool. It's dub roll, quick to tag your toe with my flow. Make you wanna say Superman, yo ho.
And I'm like, yo, now put that on the coast, black. Dub Affiliation representing on a ghost track. Still on a mission, we ain't just another rap act. Gotta get my floss on, courtesy of Knapsack. From the motherland, that's my brother, man. On the other hand, that's my homie. Big Dub Ghost, the one and only. You know we get to cracking like a card in the head. With beats that get you out your seats and make it hard on your legs. Now check
West
it.
West Coast for life, in the West we crush. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got scraps to buzz, then we have the guts. West Coast for life, in the West we crush. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got scraps to buzz, then we have the guts.
Affiliated, rated top notch. Spit fire like Peter Tosh. Been the hottest craze since pop rock. A homie cool boy ready to battle on a pop lock. Take me 15, 4, 16, bring your stopwatch. In the West where we trust. Bang a bus, cat pro in the corner, push a Nissan truck. Doing sign language with the homie W. Ghost. Bang a boat, coast to coast, while you picking up the
they
soap.
They fast the plot, so I stash the cash I got. It's all in the wrist, these suckers got me balling my fist. Twist that ass in a knot, ain't no ganking me, dude.
Hell no.
Got everybody in here thinking we rude. Waiting for me to rearrange my style. It'll never happen, clever rapping. While you hating, homie, change the dial. It's the West Coast Ghost, Affiliation is a must. Peace to the homie Wally. Yo, I'm in the dust.
West Coast for life, in the West we crush. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got scraps to buzz, and we have the guts. West Coast for life, in the West we crush. We don't die, we multiply. Affiliation is a must. When we roll in the desert, we scare off the dust. We got scraps to buzz, and we have the guts.
Worldwide West Side.
What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, of course, the one and only Carla B. And y'all already know that I am just always super geeked up, super excited as ever, just to be right back here, y'all, in the house with my friends once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and of course, enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, you will always find it when you visit www.eotmradio.com. definitely want to let you guys know, you may want to lock in our public relations website, and that is www.eotmmediagroup.com. That track that we just featured was, I don't want to mess up the title, but I believe it's In West We Trust. And I'll have our featured guest tell us a little bit about that track. But I definitely want to jump right into tonight's segment. Depending on your location, it's in the evening or maybe even the morning. But tonight's topic is hip-hop in the Middle East. And just so you guys know, in the Middle East, the influence and performance of hip-hop lies a few fuses. First, we have the debate that hip-hop's cultural swamping is a harmful Western import to Arabic music and society. Some even question whether it is a harmful influence, suggesting anxieties about the potentially corrupting lyrics and is harming traditional Arab music. Second is the implication of what has always given hip-hop appeal, and that is its words. The rap form allows a powerful voice for political incentive and is being used on both sides of the Israel-Palestine conflict. Most Middle Eastern rap, when you catch it, is a benign criticism of injustice. On the other side, there is the voice of right-wing Zionism. Welcome for the second time, our featured guest, a great friend and comrade of EOTM. He's hailing Cairo, Egypt, Waleed, a.k.a. W. Ghost. Welcome once again to EOTM Radio.
Hi, hi to Akala, and I'd like to greet everyone and all the listeners. And this is W. Ghost back again on his 5 to 6 with the EOTM Radio, the hottest station in the nation. What's happening, people?
That's what's up. You know, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Again, welcome back for the second time. The last show, we did not get the opportunity to really dig a little bit deeper and the conversation on music in the Middle East, as well as like life in general for artists. So I definitely, again, want to welcome you back. And I know you want to jump right into the segment, don't you?
We don't have much time, do we?
Yeah, I know. And you got so much stuff that you want to share. So I'm going to open it up to you to share what you want to share, and then we'll start off in our questions. And before we start off in the questions, I guess, for the listeners that may not have caught that last segment, W. Ghost, tell them a little bit about you.
I'm a hip hop artist here in the Middle East. I've been doing it for a few years now, and I represent the West Coast movement, and that's it.
Okay, and that's a lot. That's a lot in a nutshell. And I know your name is W. Ghost. You like to stay in the shadows. You don't want to really be in the spotlight. So, you know, and I'm just sharing that with the listeners, you know, so they can know a little bit about your personality. You say it's not really about you. It's about the movement. In your opinion, W. Ghost, how does Western music affect Arabic music?
Okay, Carla. Let me put it this way. I won't call it Western music affecting Arabic music, but I do call it modern music affecting Arabic music. I mean, the senior citizens are the ones who listen to the old traditional music. I'm not saying that old music is not nice. In fact, it's very good music and full of meanings, pure of art, and that's why it's being heard to now. Even the younger people still listen to it on special occasions with their families. That music was made in a time where there was no hype and loud media involved. And there are other examples on that. There are other examples on the international level, like Bob Marley, Tracy Chapman, Buddy Guy, the Beatles, even Michael Jackson, and many other big names that made history in music. See, I don't believe those people made music for the money in the first place. It was strictly art and nothing but art. I mean, some shared their thoughts and their feelings were in a way that everyone could relate to, and some had a noble message to deliver. But now people prefer the modern music, because no matter what, every music has its time. So the big names here are putting modern music into their work because they want to stay top selling, which is another problem, because the art itself is lost here. The older fans are not the older fans are not their fans anymore, because they feel kind of offended by the new style, and the producers they work with are slipping as well, because they can't keep up with the other professional producers abroad. They got used to a specific type of music, and modern music is just not the thing. And singers don't want to pay other professional producers because they got used to a certain rate they pay. Though they're rich and they can afford the Taylor or Swiss Beat album, you feel me? So I think they just being stingy and greedy, and that's why they end up getting reproduced music, which is a complete fraud, I think. And I think that people shouldn't waste their money on buying their meaningless albums. At the same time. Yeah. I mean, that's I'm frankly speaking. I mean, at the same time, other singers who can do it way better are not really getting their chances, and those singers come from the nowadays generation, the ones who want the modern music. Some of the singers who's getting their chances have the talent and complete understanding of what R&B music and the way to go. We have rappers as well, so it's a complete set already. Because sooner or later, many singers and musicians in the Middle East will have to switch to R&B and hip-hop if they still want to make a living out of it. So on the other hand, along with Nick Game Entertainment and Charm Entertainment, we are working on bringing real production to the area and coordinating events as well. In another word, we aiming at taking music in the Middle East to a different level, the international level. Beginning with Egypt, because Egypt is considered the Middle Eastern Hollywood.
Wow. That's what's up. Well, you definitely broke it down, frankly, if you will. That's what's up. That's why we love you to death, because you definitely keep it real. I want to dig a little bit deeper, and I want to touch on Zionism. I know I said that word earlier in the introduction, but what's behind Zionism and hip-hop in the Middle East?
Wow. Okay. All right, Carla. I'm going to tell you what I see, because what I see is what I believe. And what I believe, no one can change unless they prove me very wrong in logic and common sense. So I'm going to have to keep the music aside for now. See, the real problem is in common with both sides, the Middle Eastern and the Western. In the Middle East, 80% of the people, if not more, don't have any clue about the difference between Israel, Judaism, and Zionism. See, those are three different things. Israel was a person. He was a human being. And Israelis are his grandchildren, which makes them a race like any other human race on the planet. And I respect that when it comes to this point. And if there are any Israelis listening to us now,
Excuse me, W. Ghost, your microphone is like jumping in and out. And so we didn't get that last part. Can you repeat that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I was talking about the difference between the difference that most people don't get here in the Middle East about Israel, Judaism, and Zionism. So I was saying that Israel was a person, which makes, and Israelis are his grandchildren, which makes them a race like any other race. And I respect that when it comes to this point. And Israelis know their history very well, and they know what I'm saying is correct. So I don't find any problem with Israel as a human race, and I do believe that they have the right to live and to enjoy human rights like any other people. About Judaism, obviously Judaism is a religion. Anyone can believe in it and follow it. So it's not necessary that every Jewish is an Israeli and every Israeli is a Jew. I mean, there are African and European Jews, but they're not Israelis. You feel me? So and that's about Judaism. About Zionism, Zionism is something else. I mean, it has nothing to do with Israel and has nothing to do with Judaism. And prove on that there are Jewish parties who's protesting against Zionism. Now, as for me, I don't really know much about Zionism, but what I know, Zionism is a political system far from religion, and it don't concern me. So I have no right to criticize something I don't know about or don't concern me in the first place, and this is democracy. And this is all I got to say about Zionism. Now, that was for the Middle Eastern side. Now, on the Western side, people don't seem to know the difference between jihad and terrorism. Now, mujahid from jihad is someone who sacrifices his soul, money, and blood for defending justice. And someone who wants nothing in return apart from God, the good deeds and God's blessings. So you can define a mujahid by being a patriot or a noble knight. A mujahid was never an attacker. He'd been always a defender. Now the question is, how many people in the Islamic world you can call mujahideen? And the answer is, it's less than 1%. Because the real mujahideen are the real Muslims who realize that there is no need for war and no need for shedding blood. So they just lay back, watch this whole thing happening in silence. And they just fulfill their belief by worshiping God and doing good things in their lives and helping the people who's in need, no matter what religion or what race those people come from. Now terrorists are the ones who uses or hides behind the name of jihad to achieve personal goals. And how many of them are there, God knows. So that's why I don't really blame the Western society for relating terrorism to Islam, though it's very offensive, but they don't know just like how the people in the Middle East don't know the difference between Israel, Judaism, and Zionism. So the lack of knowledge here is the thing that causes big tension and humongous misunderstanding between both sides. And I still put the blame on the media. Because honestly, there are some channels in the Middle East and the Far East that must be shut down, and their broadcasting shouldn't see the light anymore. I won't be calling out names, but they must stop marketing for war, and they must stop presenting just one side of a story. Now, that's about the conflict between the East and the West. And the truth behind hip-hop Zionism in the East. Now, about the Israeli-Palestinian situation, I know it's pretty delicate, but I believe both sides are guilty, and I do have evidence and proofs from the history indicating that. The Palestinians are the ones who started this whole endless problem by selling out their lands and refusing the solution of peace and justice brought to them by the former Egyptian president, Sadat, may he rest in peace. Now, on the other side, the Israelis should stop being such cowards. I mean, because all they do is harm innocent civilians and children by shooting them and not allowing them to get food, water, even medication. I mean, this is terrorism. So I suggest that the both sides needs to take a break and think things over again. And I'm putting big hopes on Obama's government and the international society to put an end for this sad joke. And I would like to grab the chance of being here on EOTM Radio to send a message out to all them filthy rich Palestinians holding different citizenships in Europe and America. I haven't heard of one rich Palestinian who sent $1 donation for helping out his people or rebuilding his country. So, yeah, both sides are guilty. And I don't think religion is a problem because, for instance, here in Egypt, we do have Christian Egyptians. and you can see a church right next to a mosque, and it's all love. I mean, they've been living in peace for hundreds of years. So definitely religion is not the problem. But some strict religious parties from all religions are trying to make it sound like it's a problem. And it don't make sense unless they do have personal goals far from God and far from the religion itself. Anyways, back to the main topic. We need to use art as a way of communication and building good relations with other nations to make people happy. I mean, use it as a method of relieving stress caused by the daily routine, not to encourage the destruction of humankind, of mankind.
Wow. Powerful words, W. Ghost. I want to say, I know last segment I didn't get a chance, the opportunity to really hear this political side of you. Before we move on, I definitely want to touch on some of the things that you just spoke about. Number one, in your opinion, how is the Obama administration policies affecting, you know, your part of the world? How is it affecting the Middle East?
Well, about President Obama, by the way, I'm a very big fan of President Obama, and I've heard his, of what I understood from his speech here in Cairo University, because he did visit Egypt last year, I think, or at the beginning of this year. What I understood from Obama is he's focusing more on fixing the interior problems in the States, because we all know that no matter what, every society has its own problems, and I really respect that in Obama, because he realizes where the problems are, and he really wants to do something. So far I haven't seen after John Kennedy, I haven't seen another president who really wanted to do something great for USA like Obama. Obama is like, I won't blame him if he doesn't interfere in this Palestinian-Israeli thing, because he already has his own problems in the States. I think that the problem is within the Arab leaders. I think they really should get together and just like get over all this all these problems they have. But I believe that like Obama's government is doing very well, and they could make a great change.
Right. And all right, that's great. What I want to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to feature some music from W. Ghost and his great affiliation with other hip-hop artists in his part of the world. Hold tight. We'll be right back.
Is a true path to heaven. I pray for mercy, people's unforgiven. Looking for the cash, and that's what I'm digging. Life is a test, only God can judge. Is a true path to heaven, heaven. I think so deep, it's hard to clean my mind, it's even harder to sleep. It's hard to get the feeling that you're the black sheep. Life goes on, I'm about things cheap. What is it you're looking for? You talk about peace like you want war. Can't take your fakeness no more. Out in the dark, knocking on heaven's door. People I don't know wanna settle a score. Don't ask why I hit the liquor store. Please God, free me, save my soul. Answer my call, I'm going out of control. I'm on my own now like legions of the fall. All in all, another brick in the wall. To be a better man is my number one goal. So this is how it goes. It ain't about the yo, it ain't about the flow. Some owe you one and there's a one that you owe. No, I pray for mercy, people's unforgiving. Looking for the cash and that's what I'm digging. Life is a test, only God can judge. Is a true path to heaven, heaven. I pray for mercy, people's unforgiving. Looking for the cash and that's what I'm digging. Life is a test, only God can judge. Is a true path to heaven, heaven.
Two-way path, one day shall split. High fly, flash, tearing off the 25th, huh. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's history. Today is a gift. It's a bullet B sound, that's what you call a hit. The game is in the oven and Ghost is the baker. I might be a player, but never been a hater. It's real, I hear no place for a faker. So do me a favor, don't wanna know you now or later. I could be an irritator, I take the right chances like I'm the alligator. Please be who you are, cause I never said I'm greater. For traveling the ocean, you gotta be a sailor. I got my own problems that push me to sleep. No respect with gone with the wind, everything comes to an end. Enemies and friends, enemies and friends.
I pray for mercy, people's unforgiving. Looking for the cash and that's what I'm digging. Life is a test, only God can judge. Is a true path to heaven, heaven. I pray for mercy, people's unforgiving. Looking for the cash and that's what I'm digging. Life is a test, only God can judge. Is a true path to heaven, heaven.
Send a shout out to my man Bullet, Rack Boys, Prince Q, Ghost Fan, we are.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. This is your girl, Carly, Carla B, whatever you want to call me, but definitely the first lady of EOTM Radio. We are here for the second part of our Hip Hop in the Middle East. Have our featured guest, W Ghost. I'm definitely getting definitely way, way deeper than the first segment. We're talking about hip hop in the Middle East. And before we get into it, I definitely want W Ghost to talk about a little bit about that last track we just played. I know it was the one W Ghost featuring Mobb Deep. Tell us a little bit about that before we go into our questions.
That track was produced by my friend Bullet Beats from UAE, Russell Kamer, and I just love the Godfather theme, so we thought that we should just turn it into a hip hop song, and in that song I put myself in Vito Corleone's place, I just imagine what would have he said on a track like this, and I just put it down.
Wow, yeah. That's powerful. I want to say right now to you, if nobody ever said it to you before in your life, W Ghost, you definitely give a great interview. You're definitely one of the most, you know, one of the deep thinkers. Probably one of the best interviews that I had so far. So I definitely want to give you kudos on that. So many things that I want to talk about, but we only have 30 minutes left. But I know you really don't want this, but if you can one day come back for a part three, we would really appreciate it, just so I can ask you some questions. You know what I'm saying? But
sure.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay, Carla. No problem. No problem.
And that's what's up. Alrighty. So I know we touched a little bit on a little bit of everything, you know, from what's going on in the European as far as on the Obama camp and, you know, just getting down and dirty into Zionism, but not just that, Judaism and the other perspective that you shared. But and I'm going to jump back to that in a minute, but I definitely want to ask you some other stuff. So I know we talked a little bit about what's behind Zionism and hip-hop in the Middle East, and you touched on that. What are some of I was going to ask you, what are some of the solutions in your personal point of view, some of the solutions that can, you know, help things a little bit in your part of the in your part of the world, if you will.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the solutions are pretty simple. I mean, seek justice and encourage constructive criticism and the constructive things people can do. Fight poverty, because poverty is the root to all evil. Money has always been a blessing. Try to avoid overpride, because that's another serious problem. And don't lose faith in God, and don't lose faith in goodness. And that's it. Those are the solutions in my own personal perspective.
You know, that's so deep, W Ghost. I actually just left the Beverly Hills Film Festival. It's the Film, Television, and New Media Festival. And one of the things that when I interviewed a couple people tonight, that when we're talking about, you know, the realities in the United States and some of the things that are going on and some of the, you know, what do they feel that their solution was, you know, just their perspective. And a lot of them said some of the same things, just, you know, don't lose faith in God and the goodness, basically, in mankind. There is goodness there. You know, if we could just all come together and just, like, love. I know that sounds so cliche, but that is so true. I think that if all parts of the world, if we just got back to the basics, you know what I'm saying, the fundamentals.
I agree with you on this point 100%, Carla, because, I mean, we as mankind or human race, different races, we weren't created, I believe we weren't created for nothing. And I think we should just learn from each other instead of killing each other. As simple as
that. Right. Exactly. That would be definitely a beautiful thing. And I don't know if you've even ever, you know, thought about getting into politics or being a major advocate when it comes to certain things in your part of the world, but you would definitely be a great political opponent, you know, for anyone. And I could definitely see you on some kind of panel doing a debate, and I would definitely vote for you. So I don't know. you definitely got some great points. Before we go into the next series of questions, I definitely want to say that, you know, just your answers for the questions are definitely, you know, prominent. Some of the things that you shared as far as your perspective and great solutions and things like that in your part of the world, you're like, seek justice, constructive criticism. I mean, that right there is, I mean, that's so profound. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you know what I'm saying? Constructive criticism is really a great thing. And as far as overpride, that is so true, because there are so many people that when it comes to, I mean, they're just so prideful, you know?
The problem is what I see, Carla, is if you notice that everyone is judging everyone, but nobody's judging themselves.
Right, right.
That's the main problem.
Right, exactly. So we need the opinions of people that's on the outside looking in, so to speak, you know, to be able to help those types of people. But now I want to touch on something that just in doing research about your part of the world, there are so many things that I just want to know and get the perspective of people like you. But I want to touch on, we're getting a little bit out of the hip-hop and talking about different things that's going on in the Middle East. But there are three famous pyramids in Egypt. I don't want to mess up the pronunciations of them. I don't know if you know them, but I want to say, yeah, you know the three famous pyramids. Tell us about those and elaborate on them.
First of all, there are more than 200 pyramids in Egypt, but the famous three ones are the ones in Giza. They called Khufu, Khafra, and Manqara, and those are Khufu, Khafra, and Manqara are three pharaonic kings, and simply those pyramids are their graves.
They're what?
Those pyramids are their graves. That's where they were buried.
Wow. Wow. You can't just stop there. Wow. I mean, they're graves?
Yeah. Those are pyramids are graves, yes.
Oh, yeah. I think.
And nobody knows how deep in the ground they go. And obviously, every pharaonic king who been buried in a pyramid, his treasures was buried with him as well, but nobody can dig up those treasures, because a lot of people tried getting into the pyramids to discover the pyramid, but they never came out.
I know, and just like the movie The Mummy, huh?
Yeah, it's true.
Oh my God, everything is just coming clear to me. And I'm not even trying to, you know, just be funny. I'm just dead serious. I want to give people enough time to marinate on that. And we want to be able to Facebook some of this information that you're sharing. And I will Facebook it. You said, and I'm sure some people probably already know this, but pyramids are graves. And when these kings and when these people are buried within these pyramids, they're buried with their treasures.
And it's not just the treasures. Inside of each and every pyramid, it tells the whole story, the life story and the biography of the king buried there.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Okay, all right. So what I want to do right now, and I want to definitely take a commercial break, but I also want to, in this 60 minutes that we have you, we want to feature some of this great music that you share with us. So I want the people to marinate on what you just said. We're going to come right back, W Ghost, and we're going to talk about what you just said about the, you know, the people being buried and well, the pyramids being graves, and we're going to get a little bit deep. But I want to play your other tracks. Okay.
Sure, Carla. But I'd like to let the audience know and let you know that I wrote this little poem that I'd like to share with all of you, and I hope it sends out the message at the end of the show.
Okay. You want to say it now or the end of the show?
Well, I can say it now. It's all right.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Go ahead.
I say. How dare you judge my race and the color of my skin, like you an angel from heaven didn't commit a sin. Quit being evil, cause evil won't win. Whoever's your God is between him and you. You can't fool him when your heart he can see through. Your belief is your right, so we don't have to fight over the point of view. I wake up dreaming of a world full of love, but just to be honest, respect comes above. Elders dug the hole, the kids fall in it. Save the holy war, that's what they're calling it. Have you ever seen peace? I don't think you've met. You put the card on the table and the players make the bet.
Wow. That is so tight. Marinate on that, friends. Check out this track and we'll be right back with more of W Ghost hailing Cairo, Egypt. Hold tight. Beautiful poem. Hold tight, y'all.
play a party. Chicks with our fixed thing, they all listen back cause they're sipping on Bacardi. We respect the thugs, don't hang around the clubs, giving hugs to everybody. I'm sick of all that, there is nothing like an OG gathering a house party. The crowd is full of crap for what they wanna hear with the radio hit. We regret spending money just to go there and sit. DJ Lodi shot, but none of the cracks made me move a bit. On top of this, bouncers claiming Schwarzeneggers. What you gonna do when we come for you? To stick bullets in your muscles like Jamaicans. So we end up rolling all night, getting high as a guy, looking for the right spot to chill. West Coast dudes to make us keep feel. See, we don't start trouble, but we got guns for real. Man, we don't wanna use a gun, we don't wanna see you run. What we tryna do is to have some fun. It's to have some fun.
Move your body.
Carpets and low riders move. Honey steak in the back to the old school. Respect is the name of the game, so stay out the house if you wanna be cool. Reminiscing freestylers burning the mic. Back in the days on my BMX bike. See, I don't talk shh, I don't do battles. I say my words for what matters. Come on now, put on them headphones. Keep this party going on. Clean up the mess and play your song. By the best rapper ever born. Hip hop, still keeping the throne. 12 o'clock, this is when the madness begins. High looking ladies and a bottle of gin. I can't resist the LP when it starts to spin. I ain't doing my time, I don't mean to sin. Stop nagging, here comes the dragon, everybody's in the mood. High school beats, got the fruits in the food. 3 in the morning, everybody's wasted. Bikinis in the pool and they all wanna taste it. Ready for action, anyhow you like to face it. Always use protection, I know you hate it. But AIDS is a fact and we gotta face it. 6 in the morning, time to bounce. Back to the hood with a quarter ounce.
Everybody love my style, cause I'm so fly. It feels like I'm taking off. Baby, you are fly. Let's get high, cause I'm gonna take your shirt off.
Part two of our hip hop in the Middle East, and of course we have the one and only, the powerful W Ghost. And tell us a little bit about that last track right there, because that was definitely a banger.
Oh, that track is one of my old tracks from my first underground album produced by DJ Nas from South Sudan. It's a party track. It's more like party.
Yeah.
You feel me? But in all my tracks, if I present something, if it's a happy track, I'd still like to put a piece of advice there. And if it's a track talking about a serious matter, I still like if I'm presenting a problem. I don't just present the problems and go negative on the track all the way, like keep complaining. No, I present the problems, and I share at the same time. I try to put a solution or at least advice. And I think this is what all rappers should do. Like they can't just keep going negative all the way. Like, you know, I hear rappers talking about poverty, but talking about negativity and in their society and stuff, but okay, yeah, express what you feel, but then at least give us an advice of how to fix this problem.
Right. Wow. Yeah. It'd be a beautiful thing if most rappers can look at things in that, you know, kind of perspective. And,
yes,
you know, we're not even, yeah.
And that's why Tupac was one of the greatest rappers ever, because that's what he was doing.
Mhm. Wow. That's awesome. That's something, because I didn't, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of Tupac, but I guess I really didn't listen to him, you know, with everything that he did. I know some things was more along the line that you're saying, but I think at some point in his career, he was getting, you know, going like way and kind of conforming, so to speak, to the typical rap rhetoric on the in the Western part of the world, I think. But
yes,
what
is
your opinion?
And that's a big proof that to be a great rapper or a successful rapper, you don't have to go commercial all the way, because if you listen to Tupac's music, the only commercial banger made was California Love, and that's it.
Right. That's true. Wow. I know you touched a little bit, W Ghost, about media coverage, but I want to know, what do you think of the American media coverage as someone, you know, staying in the Middle East?
Well, like I said in a previous interview, I think that that'll be such a good thing if the media in the States can share something with the Middle Eastern and the African region, because communication is what we need. I mean, I think people out here would learn a lot from the American media, because the States, we all know that the States is way ahead of the Middle East in when it comes to a lot of things.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question just off record. Do you feel, you know, because, you know, from a person living in the United States, you know, and knowing some people, some different people within the media, do you feel that American media can only do so much, you know, and it could be maybe, you know, the major players within the media industry in the Middle East that, you know, basically control what comes in?
I'll tell you something. The old folks probably won't be following with the American media, but the younger generation now, I mean, not just in the Middle East, all over the world, there's this global international mentality going on that it cannot be ignored. Everyone is disconnected somehow, and especially from the new generation or the current generation going up now, the men of the future. Everyone is kind of having this global international mentality, and I think this is just the nature of life and the nature of modernization.
That's a great answer. Some people couldn't even grasp, you know, the mentality, you know, the things that you're sharing that deeply, because it definitely, you know, stems really, really deep. I definitely want to be able to, you know, get some stuff in that you really, really want to talk about, and we have about 10 minutes left. So I want to just open it up to you to ask you if there's any other things that you want to share when it comes to, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, hip-hop exactly, but something that you want to share to the global world out there in regards to you being an artist in that part of the world.
Well, I don't really know what to share anymore because I just said everything I wanted to say. But I just want to say that we should always try to look at the bright side of things, and education is what we need. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Don't underestimate education.
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely some great advice. I want to. It was a question that I don't think I got the opportunity to ask you last week, but I'm getting instant messages from some of the listeners right now. So, when it comes to hip hop, does the language cause any difficulties in understanding the West Coast hip hop culture?
Oh yeah, it does. It does. Sometimes it does. And but I don't think that's a much of a problem because, like I said, a lot of people out here, especially the ones who's like really into music and stuff, are really getting to like learning different languages, not just English. I'm not saying that we don't have good English speakers in Egypt. In fact, we have Egyptians who can speak too many languages fluently, and but I don't think that should be much of a problem. And though it does, it did cause a misunderstanding of the definition of the West Coast hip hop or hip hop in general. That's it. But I think that problem, we get over that problem pretty soon.
Right. I agree with that. I want to really quickly touch on, I guess, some other things that I told the listeners that we're going to talk about before the last break. But I know we talked a little bit about the pyramids, and as far as, and I guess this is something that really intrigues people in the United States because I'm getting different instant messages about it. But they want you to elaborate on some things when it comes to the pyramid. But before you do, I want to ask you a question about the movie that was one of the most popular movies. I know it was popular in Egypt as well, but it was The Mummy, you know, that movie that came out. So I know the movie, you know, movies always depict things that are necessarily not true, but sometimes things that are true as well. So within, I know some of the things is just a movie plot, but when it comes to the, you know, what goes on in Egypt and the pyramids, what did ring true, if anything, about those movies?
I say 90% of that movie was not true.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure it was. I'm crazy. That's what they were asking.
Right. But like the only real things they had there is the way how the pyramids look and the hieroglyphics, you know, the writings and the carvings and stuff, and that's it. But the rest is like it's a movie. Like, you know, it's 100% made up. Like,
right. And I guess that's why it shows that the Western people, we may be a little bit out of touch on what's real and what's not. And I guess that's what comes into knowledge is power. Not to say that they were believing that the crazy storyline, but just, you know, even what you shared before about, you know, when the people are buried, they're buried with their treasures. You know, something fascinating right there, because I think if the criminals in the United States heard that, you know, they'll be coming to Egypt trying to dig up.
I'm telling you, a lot of people try to dig that up, but no way. It's impossible. It's impossible. No way.
Wow.
Talking about the pyramids in Egypt, we have big tourism in Egypt, and this is one other thing I really want to share. We have very big tourism in Egypt, and they're all happy with it when it comes to the sightseeing and all that. But the only problem is the problem that most tourists complain about is the nightlife, and that's why, because when you're on vacation, sometimes you need to go out and enjoy nighttime, right? So that's why one other reason also, like, we really want to bring in, like, real entertainment here, like, getting some live bands from the States, not necessarily famous bands, but we need to get some live bands from the States, because it will be good if the tourists just go home, just go back to their countries happy, and then maybe come back next year with bringing more friends with them. And this is investment, you feel me? It is investment.
Yeah, it really is, and that's definitely something to think about. Great stuff. You definitely shared some, oh my God, some just eye-opening things and making, you know, me at least want to dig a little bit deeper into, you know, different perspectives and stuff, because, you know, just from the news and media, just living in a Western society, I understand politics, and I definitely have love for the Middle East. You know, I believe a lot of the things that they believe, and I can definitely see how they would look at Westerners as being, you know, however some people believe that they are. But it all comes with knowledge, and I'm with you, W Ghost, when you say, you know, definitely you want to, knowledge is power, and the lack of understanding, you know, the lack of knowledge, in my opinion, is death. So, you know, that is so, so true. I want you to, we got about 4 minutes left, and I know that you rep a great, great movement. I know that there's a Facebook page. You guys have a Facebook group. So let our listeners know where they can connect with you guys to be able to be with the whole West Coast movement that you guys are doing.
Yes, sure. They can feel free to join us in. They're most welcome to join us on a group called Worldwide West Side Connect. That's the name of the group. They can just type in Worldwide West Side Connect, and the group will appear for them. And by the way, we are not just supporting as Connect Game Entertainment, we are not just supporting the West Coast movement in the Middle East or in Europe, but we do support it in the whole world. And I just want to take this chance because I want to send a shout out to one of the youngest rappers in California. And his name is Young Jess. He's a powerful upcoming rapper, and he's representing the West Coast music worldwide to the fullest. And I just want to show him some love and respect.
That's what's up, and I'm sure he appreciates that. I know we featured a couple hot tracks. Go ahead and throw out the names of the artists that we featured. I know it was W Ghost featuring other artists. Tell us who elaborated with you on In the West We Trust, as well as Mobb Deep again.
In the West We Trust, there was Dub Affiliation, Cat Pro, and Road Dizzle, and in Mobb Deep it was just me, produced by Bullet Beats, and that's it.
Okay, and then we did House Party. Who was that featuring?
House Party is featuring J-Mo, and J-Mo is an Egyptian R&B singer, and he's trying to make good music as well within the R&B genre. Yes, I hope he does very well, and I think he's talented, and I think he can do something good.
Yeah,
but
so far
I haven't heard anything. Anything from him yet, apart from one song he did, and it was all right. But I think I heard that he's working on a new album called Rhythm and Blues.
That's what's up. That's a good title. So hopefully he'll get some good stuff from it. The last song that we're going to feature is something called My Son. So we're going to feature that track. I definitely want to give you opportunity to say some last words to the listeners.
All I gotta say is thank you very much for taking the time and coming out here on EOT Radio to share and listen to us, and And just thank you very much for all the love and the support. And I hope this message goes out to the to the world. And I hope it does help to make a change.
Yes, definitely. And maybe you can come back, you know, periodically whenever you see fit to go ahead and enlighten the world, because you definitely have a great, great message. Peace and blessings to you, W Ghost, and everyone. Check out this show. It'll be uploaded to iTunes for free. Make sure you download it and share it with your friends. Yeah, we'll go ahead and we will end the show with My Son by W Ghost. Peace and blessings, everybody. Good night.
This is an apology to you, my child. I want to bring you in a world right away. I can be your teacher, God is your guide. Business before pleasure, keep that in mind. I can tell you what's good and what's bad. You can make your own choice, but listen to your dad. If you ever lose a fake friend, don't feel sad. Good people we meet and good friends we have. Through all the ups and downs, seen too many clowns. They make you laugh, but wish you drown. If you don't trust people, you don't have to test them. Stay away from trouble, that's all wisdom. Keep your head up and don't lose dignity. Be smart, stay calm, and fear no deputy. Behave yourself and don't hate life. Be very selective when you choose your wife. Don't worship money and overstress yourself. If you're not on vacation, leave before 12.
This is an apology to you, my child. I want to bring you in a world right away. I can be your teacher, God is your guide. Business before pleasure, keep that in mind. This is an apology to you, my child. I want to bring you in a world right away. Can be your teacher, God is your guide. But look before pleasure, keep that in mind.
Always be fair, always think righteous. I lived in darkness, you brought brightness. Don't be mean, but control your kindness. Respect your mother and be good to your sisters. Y'all one blood in different pictures. May God protect you from evil whispers. Don't mix fun with being serious. Never spread secrets, it's good to be mysterious. Different haters come in different periods. When you feel bad, pray from your heart. God is the king, so never stay apart. He knows everything right from the start. Eve seduced Adam, cause Adam loved Eve. So we all getting judged on the day we shall leave. The devil makes the blessings hard to receive. Plus the things we hear today is even harder to believe.
This is an apology to you, my child. I wanna bring you in a world right away. I can be your teacher, God is your guide. But look before pleasure, keep that in mind. This is an apology to you, my child. I wanna bring you in a world right away. I can be your teacher, God is your guide. But look before pleasure, keep that in mind. This is an apology to you, my child. I wanna bring you in a world right away. I can be your teacher, God is your guide. But look before pleasure, keep that in mind.
Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.